This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gary, I know you've been busy. You haven't been able to get things. You need to put higher priority in getting the documents and pictures to me. So I'm going to go to your website. Maybe I can pull up stuff that we can talk about from your website. What's your website again? It's
news-expose.org.
Yeah, news-expose.org, right? .org, okay. Now, when we go to the site, maybe I can pull up some things we can actually talk about them. But here's the basically summary. I talked to various people. I talked to Dr. Shiva Ahmadiyya yesterday for almost an hour. He's the senator running against Senator Warren as the fake Indian. He's a real Indian. He's actually from the untouchable class in India. He's a very brilliant guy. He did systems and engineering analysis training at MIT. He actually is one of the original people to help discover the technology we call the email. The guy is really brilliant. He understands he's actually brought 100,000 signatures to get rid of Dr. Fakey. I know that people are starting to, Trump is starting to distance himself by kind of stopping the tribunal from putting out their bad data that's telling people they have to stay cut down. And in fact, Dr. Fakey is trying to say that the schools can't reopen. I was like, excuse me? You can make sure schools don't have to become prisons. And you don't need electricity. The words that I heard from both Canadian and other governments here in the U.S., what they want to do is they want to turn them into a lockdown, complete prison. So basically, a child can't even go to the bathroom except they're chaperoned by an adult. They have to wear a mask. They can't have PE or economics class. I mean, this is not even just, this is like maximum security. This is not even just like regular prison.
No.
And people have to understand.
What they should do is get rid of their board, their school board, and they should get rid of themselves.
I don't know what's going on with your phone, but something really bad's happening. What's happening? Are you moving? You still there? Yeah, we need to get a reconnection there. His phone connection is terrible. This is reconnect him. Yeah. It's like he had a one of those wind blowers or a lawnmower machine going or something. Anyway, here's the situation. If people have a question, I think it's inappropriate that I'm saying something on break, call in. Say why it's inappropriate. Just say, look, hey, I don't think your medical advice is any good. We'll explain why. Or your geopolitical or spiritual advice is any good. Or I think there's going to be a rapture. I'm thinking, really? So you're getting ready to get your hands started, move before the sky, figure you're going to get pulled out of here because it's going to get real bad. No. Firstly, there's real simple things. Get out of the big cities. Don't be down with a nuclear reactor. Don't be near a fault zone. Start prepping and getting in. If you don't have a hobby farm in your city, connect with people who have one so you can start kind of growing vegetables in your front yard or start doing stuff to barter. Start getting ready. Get out of the economic system. Start realizing we're heading toward economic collapse. Have personal protection. Get some freeze-dryer technology. You can freeze-dry some of your stuff you buy. Realize the price of groceries is going up like a rocket. I mean, the farm-to-table is really being screwed up. And it's not because there wasn't lots of animals. They're slaughtering them, and they're not getting into the places to properly process them. And they could easily fix these places of processing so they're safe. I could certainly do it in a matter of a couple hours. I could give them advice. This is exactly what to do to make it safe. Everybody should wear visors and masks. Everybody should have hygiene, UVC curtains, air circulating systems, HEPA filters, compartmentalize things so that people don't spread. There's advanced testing like the biophilia scan that could scan someone as they come into the facility if they're positive. They need to go to isolation for 2 to 3 days and be in antivirals by nutraceuticals. It's that simple. You don't need to make this complicated, and certainly the tests that they offer, the antigen tests or the PCR tests or antibody tests are completely useless. There's one that they're looking at bringing from Germany that measures the Sigma 1 antigen test in the nose that can tell you in 15 minutes. We'll see. I'm very skeptical when I see them talk about these kind of things until I actually see it in operation. So do we have Gary back? Gary, are you there? You're kidding. Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me that the no such agency would block them or whatever, because they want Deagle to continue rambling so they can complain when I speak on the break with something like you. I don't think I... Do you think I said anything inappropriate when we were talking on the break, Stan? I don't think so. But what I said is I'm really concerned about what's going on, and we did talk with Dr. Amadiah. Oh, we got Gary back. Yeah, I had some people complaining. They called me. I said, oh, he's saying something inappropriate on the break. Look, if I'm talking to Dan or someone, usually not, I usually take the breaks and go walk away or go to the restroom or whatever. But today, because the cleaners are here, I spoke and talked to the breaks with Dan. What I'm saying in the breaks is, this is the end. Okay, if you want to get the summary, if it shocks the hell out of you, and oh, he shouldn't say that. I said, look, you got to understand. If you just look around your nose, just drive down the road and you say, oh my God, all the stores are closed. Yeah, they're reopening them. They're not reopening them in a safe way. If you don't have immune defenses and you reopen them with proper airway and eye protection, you're going to get infected. It's airborne AIDS. If you take the right nutraceuticals, you can get exposed like the Swedish will. They have a much higher case fatality rate, but you got to take things so you don't get sneaky, slow kind of chewing away at you, airborne AIDS. The AIDS virus uncouples your mitochondria. It makes you get very sick. And people need to understand, so I don't understand what's inappropriate. If people think it was an inappropriate statement, call into the show and say what it was. 877-317-6432. Gary, I got your website up, and I have it says, what's going on under our noses? That's the top article you have here. Tell us what's going on under our noses, because you got a couple of headline stories here. He says, if you like Earl Warren, you will love John Roberts, right?
Yeah.
Then you have Peeling Back the Deep State, okay? And then you have an article, Secret Societies, Foreign Spies Attempting Coup. And this guy that I see here, Swalwell Kissing a Baby. I mean, people need to understand what's really going on here. It wasn't the communist Chinese, it's our deep state, literally been traitors to us. And the intel agencies and the universities and our so-called institutes of health have been traitors to us, passing information to the Chinese who decided to declare bio-war on us. This is a fact. I mean, you may not like that. And you may, Dr. Deagle, you're inappropriate. I'm thinking, tell me what the heck I said, Dan, was inappropriate. I mean, if you can think of it, I'd say it. Oh, I'll admit, I'm a dummy. I do socially inappropriate things. I don't think I use any curse words or anything to suggest I want to harm anybody. So what the heck was inappropriate, okay? What do you think? Go right ahead, Gary, with your comments on these articles.
Okay. If they go down to the one with the secret societies, if they'll open it up, you'll see George Nader, who's a spy.
Which article is the one on the, you're talking about the one on the right-hand side, right?
Yes.
So if I pop that one open, and I put that up on the bit of radio screen, they can see here, George Nader spies $3.5 million. I see your picture. You look pretty dapper there with your hat on, your beard, and your mustache. And then it shows here, this is back in December 2019, and talks about George Nader, spy for foreign nation, was charged in U.S. federal court, filing the campaign finance by alleging pushing over $3.5 million toward Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign of war. Okay, so what's the story there?
Well, you see this guy there, you know, down to his bathing pants. Mm-hmm. He might not even have those on, hugging Bill Clinton and a couple of other buddies here.
I see a little red block around his head there on the picture. It says George Nader.
Yeah, that's...
And he's got something in his mouth. I don't know if it looks like a cigar or a pencil or something. It looks like maybe it might be, you know, some kind of funny-looking... It looks to me like a cigar.
Yeah. Well, it was Bob Barr who indicted this guy with other people that were joining and funneling millions to Hillary Clinton at the time. You'll see a picture of Hillary and him, you know, shoulder to shoulder.
Right.
You go a little bit further down, and you see, you know, the Clinton campaign, you know, Bill and Hillary, and he's right smack dab in the middle. Well, it turns out, right above that picture, Nader was sentenced in the 1990s for transporting child pornography publications and was imprisoned in 2003 for sexually abusing 10 boys in the Czechoslovakian Republic. He was arrested and charged for pornography depicting child sexual abuse and bestiality. So here you've got, you know, intimates of the Clinton family involved in bestiality that's giving him, you know, millions of dollars. And, you know, he's got charges, I guess, in the Czechoslovakia and in the Netherlands. In 85, there was a charge magazines depicting prepubescent boys engaged in sexual acts, and it was dismissed because of an invalid search warrant. But this, the pedophilia and the elite go hand in hand. I mean, they are all together. There was another one here, I guess, a recent one.
Gary, do you know the reason why they go together?
Well, it's part of the occult sacrificial rituals and blackmail systems that they have set up.
Well, that's the surface. You want to know the deep part of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. On the spiritual side, if you don't see the parallel dimension, which when if you have died and gone back from the dead, like me, you have what's called second sight. Now, people that are basically hyper, they call them psychics or intuitives. What happens is you get to know these things on an ever-present basis. But what they are is these people are involved with the sacrifice and collecting ectoplasm for the incubi and succubi that are the sexual warrior demons in the astral realm of the consciousness under Satan. And so all these people are sexual perverts, killers, involved with pedophilia and other things because it's part of the astral sacrifice to their overlords in the demonic realm. Does that make sense?
Powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens.
Well, it looks like the charges in 2019, which are the most.
Okay, just a second. We're on break now, so we can't talk.
Okay.
I'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Bacteria and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871. Or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you.
picture up of Bill Barr on Friday indicting 8 of the individuals illegally funneling money to Adam Schiff, Hillary Clinton, et cetera, and several other Democrats I call demon rats. Same term that Judge Pirro uses on Fox. You got fired, probably should cross the red line a year ago and got rehired. I'm sure Tucker Carlson is on that red line every day almost. Hannity doesn't seem to be too much of a butt kisser, unfortunately. He needs to ask better questions and get the truth. If he would interview somebody like me, he'd get the whole truth whether he likes it or not. And I would like to know who the person was that was complaining that I said something inappropriate to my board op, which I'm sure isn't. And if it was, I'd like to know what it is and why they think it's inappropriate to talk about faith, about concern about the public, and about the coming stages that we're heading toward, which is literally a forced vaccine program and martial law, collapse of the economy, and a depression greater than the Great Depression, even the death count of the Middle Ages with the Black Death. Now, if people think that's inappropriate, maybe you need to turn off the radio and suffer. But please don't call and complain that I'm saying something inappropriate if you don't have the intellectual guts to actually call into the show and say, hey, Deagle, that was damned inappropriate. You said X, Y, Z. Do it. I can be corrected. I can be a dummy. But I want you to have the intention to actually call in and say, 877-317-6432, Deagle, you should not have said this, and this is why. How about that? What do you think?
Yep.
You know what? I'm letting people win. We lay out the truth here, whether you're a new listener or an old listener. You got to understand, I can be wrong, but I can tell you, I've been at this battle so long, this is not my first rodeo. This information is pretty well out there. I mean, the globalists tell you straight up. They have the World Watch Institute. They have the Council on Foreign Relations. They have their Foreign Affairs Journal for decades, you know, 70s and 60s. They've got all these documents from the United Nations. I mean, they openly tell you exactly what they're doing. All the interviews on the Ted Council and even, you know, eugenicist Bill Gates. I mean, this is not made up. Why do they think I'm saying something inappropriate on the break when I'm talking to my board op about what's going on and how frustrated I am that nobody's calling in? They're afraid to call in. You know why? They're afraid that I'll give them an intellectual beating, because if they say something inappropriate that tries to harm my audience, I want to harm them. I want to correct them so they don't harm themselves or anybody else with stupid ideas and worldviews that are going to put us in danger. Like, what's his name? Mike Adams is a good example. He makes stupid comments that are not appropriately based on science and technology. Some things he gets correct, other things are way off. What's the other guy that's affiliated with him? He does a show out of Arizona. And maybe I can pull it up, but, you know, when I looked at his comments, he was literally saying that Donald Trump has to make an alliance with Russia and declare martial law. Are you kidding? Russia has nuclear weapons aimed at our throat. You don't want an alliance with Russia. You want to strengthen America and make sure they get the damn weapons out of our sphere of influence in Nicaragua. And you need to tell China they're not going to have nuclear weapons and weaponize the South China Sea Islands and figure they're going to have a trade treaty when they're killing the Uyghurs and literally having their wives raped at the same time they have an organ harvesting industry where they take political distance in China and send their organs all over the world to an international consortium of labs and universities, including in America, that will transplant organs. If you think Dr. Deagle doesn't know, guess what? Unfortunately, I do. If you think my knowledge is inappropriate...
About 3 of those hearts, didn't he?
You know, and that's why I'm amazed that people... In fact, my wife was really upset. Somebody called and said, he's talking about things that are inappropriate on the break. I said, what was inappropriate? I never used a curse word or threatened anybody. What's inappropriate? It's inappropriate because you don't want to hear it? Is that it? Why are you listening then? You listening because you want to aggravate yourself if you don't agree with it? Are you listening because you want to raise a question and maybe change your worldview? Are you listening because you want to save your finances or your physical health? We're here to help you, people. That's what we're doing. We're not doing this for entertainment. We're not doing this so you like Dr. Deagle. I'm here like a firefighter from heaven to save your sorry carcass. And when people say it's inappropriate, it's like, why? What's inappropriate? What I see happening is we need to get Donald Trump on side, so that he's getting partly there. He distanced himself from Fauci and Burks and these other idiots the last few days. That's good, but fire them completely. When I talked to Dr. Amadaya, Dr. Shiva Amadaya yesterday, he brought 100,000 signatures to get him completely fired. When he made statements that the schools are not going to reopen until we have a vaccine, do you think they're going to have a safe vaccine in a year, year and a half? Will there be in America in a year and a half? Of course not. To be a place that used to be called America, it will not be United States of America anymore. And if they start trying to force vaccinate the population, I can tell you the millions of people who will not submit. It won't be 64% saying they're going to submit. It'll be a lot more once they realize their fellows are getting infected by the vaccine or their health is being ruined. And they're going to be in panic state, especially when millions of people resist physically, not just legally, and they should be filing pro se litigant actions, but physically. I don't want to see that happen. I do not want to see civil war in this country by military troops trying to force the law and the TRACE Act, trying to force vaccinate populations because they just think that that's the best thing they can do. Idiots they are. Rather than just giving people things to improve their terrain, like in Sweden, so they build up immune defenses. Everybody in the country should be on my Nutri-Meds. Everybody in the country, once we get the proof of technology, should be taking our EduCaps to make their immune system develop technology to fight the COVID virus so they don't get airborne AIDS. This virus, including the AIDS virus, was created. That's why I'm going to hear about Dr. Mikovits. She acts like she's really smart and wonderful. No. These people were working on the bioweapon in the assembly affiliated labs in Long Island, New York, creating AIDS. AIDS is a bioweapon. I got the documents given to me in 97 in Zurich, Switzerland. I don't want to hear from these people that think they know everything. They don't. They know some things. When she says if you wear a mask, you're going to get sicker, she's an idiot. When she says some things, she's correct. I know how to discern it. I have the intellectual capacity to do it and discern and break it down. And if you disagree with me, you can prove me right. You can have grade 3, and if you have a statement of experience and facts, I'm correctable. But if you think I'm saying something inappropriate, which is like I'm cursing somebody or I'm saying something evil or I'm going to threaten somebody, I don't do that. I do not want to bring violence to anybody. I definitely want to make sure that people know they need to resist legally and file pro se litigant actions. I just got a notice last night how many people picked up my pro se litigant course and looked at it. But virtually nobody orders it. Why? Are you out there saying, Dr. Deagle, you're inappropriate, but you don't even want to say what it is that's inappropriate, or you don't want to change your own actions to save your own hide? Please, people, listen. If you want to raise an issue, at least dialogue with us and call in if you don't want to do it on-off air, okay? But don't just complain. Act reasonable, please.
In the land of luck.
Yeah. Plus is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-21.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania, visiting a distribution facility with a big announcement.
Today we're announcing a groundbreaking initiative to replenish and modernize our strategic national stockpile. The cupboards were bare. You've heard me say it a lot. When we came into this administration, those cupboards were bare.
President saying they plan to have 300 million N95 masks and 7 million surgical gowns by fall. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says top Obama administration leaders have many questions to answer about the unmasking of Michael Flynn.
There are a lot of questions that this unmasking revelation has created. A lot of questions need to be answered from Vice President Biden all the way up to President Obama.
Johnson speaking on Fox News, former Vice President Joe Biden's name was on that list as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans are calling another Democratic-driven coronavirus relief bill dead on arrival. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the House Democrats' latest more than $3 trillion coronavirus bill a totally unserious effort to fight the pandemic. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said House Speaker Pelosi released a seasonal catalog of left-wing oddities and called it a coronavirus bill.
Yet it still reads like the Speaker of the House pasted together some random ideas from most liberal members and slapped the word coronavirus on top of it.
McConnell saying the Senate won't even take up the bill, which makes it moot that the president says he would veto it if it reached his desk.
The Postal Service says they're reviewing package delivery fees they charge companies such as Amazon, FedEx, and UPS, a frequent sore spot between President Trump and the agency. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I heard from Dan about the name of the individual. I don't want to repeat the name, but, you know, believe me, please, please don't call my home and tell that I called during the break. Actually, if I am talking on the break and you're listening on Twitch or Facebook, it's because I'm doing it on purpose, by the way. I've decided to jump the break or commercial. If I'm talking to a guest, which doesn't happen often, most of the time I take off and walk for 5 minutes or 4 minutes. But today, when the cleaners are here today, I figured, hey, I'll talk to my board op. And there was no inappropriate conversation. In fact, my board op dances was none, but the person that called said there was no inappropriate conversation. But unfortunately, they called my home, and everybody went home, went ballistic on poor old Dr. Deagle. Please don't do that. Get a life and apologize. You know, say, you know, he didn't say, if I have it going on Twitch and Facebook, it's because it's live. While the commercial is going at Genesis, I have video going now, and if I have an extra couple minutes to talk to my board op, because I don't need to go to the restroom, it's because we're trying to pack a couple more minutes of talk in there in the video. And I have documents up on the screen, like, for example, Aaron Drew Balaz, Dagger and Quill, owner of Standard Hotel. Adam Schiff is repeatedly rumored to be linked with pedophilia ringer there. I mean, this is not inappropriate. This is just stuff. This is just facts. It's ugly. It's ugh. It makes your stomach go ugh. But unfortunately, you know, we're not saying anything inappropriate or threatening anybody. You want to know that even on the break, we didn't say anything inappropriate. So if you're listening on Twitch and these other ones, it's because I want you to listen. I want you to listen to the dialogue. Like, I'm craving people asking good questions on their health, to protect them from the virus, to protect their economy, to protect their jobs, to protect their country from martial law and forced vaccination, and the secondary wave caused by maniacs like Schiff and these other demon rats pushing, supporting things to keep the lockdown going, and supporting people like Fakey and Burks and Dr. Death, Mr. Bill Gates himself, and Melinda Gates puts an upside-down satanic cross on her chest. Oh, no, Dr. Deagle, that's inappropriate, I'm thinking. No, it's not inappropriate. It's just unbelief facts. It's inappropriate maybe because you're so frightened when you actually see it. But if you're going to complain that you can hear it on the break, it's because it's not just a radio show. It's called Vita Radio. So while we're on breaks, and it doesn't happen very often, and today the cleaners are here, so I went through the breaks, I can talk to my guests and put stuff on the screen. And if you're watching Twitch, Facebook, or our live stream, your guests will YouTube, you're going to see and here, the conversations are going to continue while the Genesis commercial is still rocking and rolling. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well,
it's not inappropriate. It's
George Nader, right? And you're looking at 53-count indictment charges. You're looking at 2 counts of conspiracy, 3 counts or 13 counts of making false statement, 13 counts of false records, 1 count of obstruction of grand jury, and conspiring, you know, with this Kalaja, to make conduit, campaign contributions to the Democrats all over the place. And it's reported by CNN, who's Anderson Cooper, who CIA and was a member of one of the Yale secret societies called the Manuscript Society, which is a surrogate of Skull and Bones. So you've got Skull and Bones people all over.
Now, by the way, when you take the network, when you go to the crypt and you swear an oath, you know who you swear your oath to? So you can know these little minor demonic facts.
Yeah, tell me.
You swear an oath to the goddess Nu, N-U, which is a female cohort of Lucifer. And the goddess Nu takes your soul and gives you power on earth with sex, money, and control and power, but says you're eternally damned. Did you know that? And George Bush Jr., and I think his cohort that took the oath at the same weekend, half naked and masturbating in a coffin at the Skull and Bones facility, 322, did this. That's why when George Bush did the act in 2007, just before he left office, that passed over more power to the Special Activity Division of the CIA, right?
Yeah, well, that's what Reagan did with his the things for democracy, endowment for democracy, and so forth. He created, and they supported the tyrannical governments. Once in a while, they supported like Chile or somebody that was anti-communist, but they were involved in overthrowing, Marcos and
right.
Yeah.
So by the way, if you're out there watching my Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, or YouTube, very rarely, but sometimes I'll have the guest. I'll keep the pictures up, and I'll actually go right through the break on Genesis, and it's still live video, people. But it's not going to be inappropriate. It's going to be continue the same dialogue we had during the show, or if I'm talking to the board op, it's going to be some questions like, hey, you know, I wish I had callers. And I do sometimes get medical callers, but I want people to be brave. And the thing is, I want you to go to your websites like your site, which is really excellent, and all my other experts, like, you know, the letters we have from John W. Spring and John Moore, thelibertyman.com, and, you know, Pastor Butch Pyle will be on this last hour. It's not just what I say. We're all believers. We're basically trying to give you the truth, and we're trying to get you to raise better questions, seek the truth, and when you seek the truth, you need to pray out to see if the Urim and Thummim stones in your soul say if it's true or not. And then whatever portion of truth you can receive, act on it. Now, for someone to call and say they can hear me on the break, that's because Genesis goes to their commercial break, but my video may not go to break. I may go right through the break and continue to talk. It's not inappropriate. It's a continuation of the dialogue. So please, out there, if you heard that, please call back and apologize to my family because they freaked my family out. He's talking on the break. Of course it was. The cleaners are here today. I decided, hey, I didn't go to the bathroom. I wanted to talk to my board op during the break. And there was nothing inappropriate about it, by the way. It was the same dialogue as we've had right during the show and before the show. All right?
But I guess they might be enhancing some of these viruses and so forth. We've seen a return of the chemtrails, which is done through Evergreen International Aviation. It used to be old CIA Air America. And they've
right.
got
well,
over 100 bases and about 4,500 people and run by Delford Smith.
Well, let me fill in the details. Firstly, when you have 60 megahertz, 5G network, it interferes with the nitric oxide passwords for electron transport to make ATP. In other words, launching 130,000 antennas for 5G network in Hubei province, China, at the same time they vaccinated with this vaccine, trying to weaponize the population to be protected while they release a bioweapon on us, which they declared bio-war on this May of 2019. These are co-toxins. They're co-toxic with things like what we're going to have on Friday. We'll have back Dr. Betty Martini in the second hour. And you have to understand these co-toxins like MSG and 30 other names for excitotoxins, which we have experts on, or aspartame, splenda, adventame, etc. All these other toxins amplify the effect of the toxic effect of free radical cytokine storms damaging your mitochondria and causing disease like autism, dementia, heart failure, etc. We wonder why all these are happening. They're all mitochondrial diseases, including diabetes. Okay? Diabetes. Obesity and diabetes go together. Dyslipidemia and heart disease, dementia, autism. And people, my doctor doesn't know it. Your doctor couldn't get themselves out of a paper bag if they knew the right end of the bag to get out of. It's disgusting. The medical system is specifically tries to distrain people and make sure they don't ask questions to reevaluate the models they've been told to disease. They want people to be polypharmacied, and surgery to death. Now, I'm a surgeon, and surgery is appropriate at times, one-third of the time. 85% of drugs are used inappropriately when they could use natural therapies and diet and other activities and other treatments for their health. For example, if someone's got asthma, I give them inhalation therapy with ground up with a mortar and pestle just to open up a capsule of my cell detox glutathione. Guess what? The hydroperoxy radical disappears and your asthma goes, it's gone. How did it go? It went because of getting rid of hydroperoxy radical. My doctor doesn't know that. Your doctor knows nothing. Now, that's arrogant, Deagle. No, it isn't. Just because I'm talented doesn't mean I'm arrogant. People, believe me, I've gone through hell. And God's let me go through hell to grind on anything that was narcissistic egomania. People think because you're talented, you have to be an egomaniac. And that's not true, is it?
I think it's
aggravating to have people spit on you.
A brash to take the arrows is all.
Yeah, and what happens is people don't understand the situation now. I've been talking about this for years, whether it's my family, my colleagues, whatever. And now it's happening. People still haven't relented from trying to spit on me or treat me like crap, thinking, you're still a liar, Deagle. It's right in front of you, people. It's like the monster's already eating your toes and working his way up, and you don't want to believe me. You got to be kidding. And you got all these names here, like on your website, you know. I got all the pictures right there of these people. Like, look at this guy, Hillary Clinton. Ooh, she creeps you, doesn't she?
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online.
Pictures here. 2016 through 2018, Khawaja conspired with Bulos, Derek Menjian, Diab, and El Salih Hill, and Whipple to conceal Khawaja's excessive contributions, which totaled of more than $1.8 million to various political committees. Ahmed Andy Khawaja and Hillary Clinton. That's their picture there. See that? I mean, this goes on and on and on. People don't understand. Bill Clinton was getting $500,000 for an hour talk in Russia back years ago. The contributions even from Saudi Arabia, where they're abusing women like crazy, and she says she's a feminist. No, she's not. She couldn't care less about women. In fact, look at all the women that were abused by Bill Clinton, and she actually persecuted them and even threatened them. And we have all the statements. Now we have the statements of the people that were abused by Joe Biden, and he's now unmasked for this unmasking thing that's going on. So I want people to understand this is not inappropriate what we're talking about, even on breaks, by the way. And if you're listening, by the way, on Facebook, Twitter, Pitch, and YouTube, once in a while, I won't go take a bathroom break. I will continue with my guest. It's live on video. And it's on purpose because we have a few extra minutes. We can put it on video. You can see contributions of maybe I even have the guest on the screen or even a document. It's not inappropriate. So if you did that kind of call, please call back to my office and my wife, Michelle, and my family and say, we're sorry we caused upset because he said something inappropriate. It wasn't. Even Dan just told me now. So please smarten up and stop being abusive to Dr. Dale Bill. I'm trying to do a very difficult job here, getting the truth out to you people before the economy collapses and we won't have a radio show or a business or an ability to even defend ourselves against these monsters. Okay? Well, I mean, do people really...
The call for the sterilization is in the book called Ecoscience, written by John P. Holdren. He's
right.
Our Mengele today.
Well, Holdren was the guy right under Barack Obama. He was their health czar,
exactly.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was working with Panetta with the
he's one of the wrote up Obamacare. I call it Embomacare. Do you like that? It's a better term? Embomacare with death panels. How's that?
This is directly from his book, Ecoscience, page 787-788. Adding sterilants to drinking water or staple foods is a suggestion that seems to horrify more than most of the proposals for involuntary fertility control. Indeed, it would pose some very difficult political, legal, and social questions, to say nothing of technical problems. But it must be uniformly effective despite the widely varying doses received by individuals, despite the varying degrees of fertility and sensitivity among individuals. It must be free of dangerous or unpleasant side effects. Children, blah, 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 blah. But this was their goal back then.
By
any means, begin with a soft and gradual kill that won't create a stampede by the herd. And, of course, that's keeping you in place in your homes, folks.
People will
be ill and caring for their loved ones rather than ending the genocide. So we've got to get back
at
the same time.
We've seen the opening lectures by this maniac, a squirming worm, Bill Gates, okay? No medical training at all. The guy is a billionaire because he's a predator. He doesn't even know how to code, by the way. You know he's not a computer coder? He was a predator takeover coding system and uses predatory demonic tactics, which he used to learn from his father, who founded Planned Parenthood. He's their Satanist. okay? We've been ruled by Satanists.
Yeah, no,
Nancy Pelosi is a Satanist, okay? Get it, people. And when you say, is something inappropriate? What did I say inappropriate on the break? Oh, I talked to my board op and you could hear. That's because you're supposed to. If you're on Twitch or Periscope, guess what? The commercial breaks, if I decide not to take a fire break, don't exist. Do you know that, people? I want people to smarten up and stop abusing Dr. Deagle. I'm going to, this is a very hard time for me to tell the truth and try to get people to change. In a percentage of change, you are most or not. They're stubborn as hell. They're even going to not wear a mask and go out in public again without even getting trained and shoes to improve their immune system. They don't believe us when we put open documents up there, like telling you what these people are. Trump is now, he needs to move to put these people that have been unmasked with Flynn in prison, including Comey and everybody, right up to Obama. Why can we not imprison a former president? He's a criminal. This is the most criminal president that's ever existed, is Barack Obama. His name means lightning falling from heaven. And people say, that was inappropriate.
Harvard was the nest for this Dr. Charles Lieber, who helped build the Wuhan Society. And I think we read a whole affidavit program or two ago, but also at Harvard is the Belfer Center. The Belfer Center works with MITRE, which just happens to be located in McLean, Virginia, the CIA headquarters, and it's headed by an old former CIA head, James Schlesinger, for Operation Cloverleaf, which they're combining with the virus right now. At the Belfer Center, the person over there is our angel of death, John P. Holdren. But these guys are all involved in this slow, deliberate kill. There's just going to be big holes that they dump you in. You're not going to prison. You're not going to a FEMA camp. You're going to be dead. This is it, folks.
Okay, let me read off Vladimir Putin. This is in one of your articles here, which you're talking about unmasking things. It says, we're importing Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. And by the way, his handler was from under the Vatican, and who was a Jesuit. Do you know a Jesuit handler? You're aware of that, right? We can and must write in a language which sows among the masses hate, revulsion, and scorn toward those who disagree with us. Does that sound Democrat right now? And young people, where they disagree with you? They don't want to dialogue with logic. No. If you disagree, you're an apostate. Does that make sense? That's what's going on.
Yeah, this is all Leninesque, and it's got the little, you know, touches from Tavistock and the Rand Corporation, but this is exactly the program, and it's, you know, this is hardcore. This is, they're not opinions anymore. This is hardcore, you know, waving the...
mind control, right? And look at the distancing thing, and you have people yelling when you're out now. You're not 6 feet apart, and they're like 55 feet apart. It's like... Do you think the virus cannot go 7 feet or 10 feet? Do you know your cough can go 49 feet and your aerosol can go hundreds of feet? These people are part of the public now spitznuts. Now there's governors saying they're going to pay people that are literally tweaking and other people that are their fellow members next door or whatever. They're going to tell on them, and you want to have. They were trying to pass this law. They've actually got 500,000 injection syringes for forced vaccination. They tried to put this bill together, which so far hasn't surfaced yet, called, you know, by Colin Bush, believe it or not, the last name Bush. And I think he's in the central United States state. And he wanted to put a bill that basically says the TRACE Act, that they can come to your home and grab you, and if they think you're sick or they test you, whatever, they can take and put you in civil detention in a isolation. People need to understand this is the end of the road. There's no more civil liberties left. There's no autonomy left. There's no medical reasonableness left. And people want to argue about it? And they want to say I said something inappropriate on the break? Are you kidding me, people? Shut up and listen. If I have something to say...
The first mandatory vaccinations were October 23rd. That was 2 weeks before 9/11. The first state to pass mandatory vaccinations was Wisconsin. Because they screwed up with 9/11 so much, they didn't go forward, with their anthrax and their other released viruses at that time, because they, you know, there were too many people with cameras couldn't go through that hole in the Pentagon. And when Building 7 fell, after it was told that they had already, you know, had folded, they put that time until now, and they're bringing out the, you know, mandatory vaccinations. You got to stay away from that. Don't take anything like that.
Right. That's why we want to give an alternative to
solution.
Yeah, and the final solution, even they use the term, Bill Gates and the broadcasters said, no, don't say the final, say it's the solution. I saw Bill Gates and he's smirking like a friggin' demonic devil, just ate some child.
Remember, it was his economic advisor that received the executive position for Jeffrey Epstein's estate. So,
yeah.
You know, Bill Gates has been to the island a number of times, and one of his intimates, one of his, inside players, receives the, to be the executor of Epstein. These guys are all, you know, all connected, the pedophilia, the death toll.
Yeah, your website is amazing. Yeah, people get a lot, all these pictures are amazing. That's why we're going to do a video radio. By the way, remember this, people out there and all those listening. Don't be upset if I once in a while talk to a guest on a break or my board op, and it will be appropriate, but it's going to be discussions with video clips during the commercial breaks at Genesis on Vita Radio on Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, and YouTube, and it's free for you. It's here to empower you with the truth. It's made to shock you, get you out of your previous illusions about what's really going on. It's here to prepare you, and we will love you out there. We're praying for you. We're giving our man a truck of truth. Thank you, Gary. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Butch Paugh, another powerful co-host with some real serious messages. Back in a moment. Take care.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.